Reporters like Anne, who bring you news of Saddam's trial in Baghdad's Green Zone, first have to get into the Green Zone. It's a massively fortified area surrounded by concrete, barbed wire, and many guards. And it's the same place where reporters find the new Iraqi parliament and briefings by American officials. It is considered the safest place in Baghdad for Westerners, but recently going to that zone has been one of the most dangerous assignments for journalists. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
They drive up in armored cars along a boulevard of restaurants and cigarette stands. The journalists are supposed to stop somewhere, though it's not been clear precisely where, short of the intersection that leads to Checkpoint 3, and then walk up to it. There are a lot of risks for journalists on that walk. They feel exposed to potential snipers or kidnappers. But it's dangerous for the soldiers securing the checkpoint, too. A nearby police station was bombed several months ago. A suicide bomber detonated a charge at the intersection 2 weeks ago. These tensions have made the checkpoint more dangerous still. Journalists share this passage with Iraqi citizens heading to the Green Zone, where the government agencies are. Private contractors can enter elsewhere more quickly. But the reporters have to walk that stretch with their hands visible and empty, badges prominently displayed, and then enter a winding path of sandbags, concrete barriers, and razor wire. Iraqi or U.S. soldiers frequently fire warning shots above the heads of anyone whom they perceive as a possible threat. ABC and CBS news crews were recently shot at, and a CBS car was hit. Bullets flew at NPR news producer J.J. Sutherland recently, and he found he had company when he wandered into a press conference.
The first words out of the spokesperson from the embassy was, you know, raise your hand if you got shot at today. And the consensus seemed to be from journalists, it is not a matter of if, but when a journalist will be killed.
The problems at Checkpoint 3 have persisted for many months, but some journalists say it's become more dangerous in recent weeks as the American military has given Iraqi forces more security responsibilities. Steve Butler is foreign editor of Knight Ridder Newspapers. He says one of his reporters was recently confronted by Iraqi troops.
Two soldiers were pointing guns at the car. One was saying stop and the other one was saying go. It created obviously a very dangerous situation.
News organizations have asked military officers for clear-cut procedures to follow and suggested they be allowed to enter the Green Zone the way private contractors do. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Boylan is the director of the military's press center in the Green Zone.
We are looking at ways to try to help alleviate the problems and the security concerns for the media. We can't weaken our overall force protection measures just to accommodate a select group of people.
In June, Human Rights Watch came up with proposed reforms after studying civilian deaths at American checkpoints in Iraq. An American military inquiry into the killing of an Italian agent made similar points back in April. Joel Campagna of the Committee to Protect Journalists says needed changes haven't been made.
The failure to implement these very basic safeguards would indicate an indifference to the safety of all civilians, including members of the media.
Several journalists in Baghdad say they would follow almost any procedures mandated by the military. NPR producer J.J. Sutherland says he's been confused about where reporters can safely leave their cars when approaching the checkpoint.
I did receive an email from a major that said, oh, here's a safe place to be dropped off. The day after that email was received, our correspondent Ann Garrels was dropped off basically at that point, and they fired warning shots over her head.
Senator John Warner is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He's personally pressed Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to look into the problem. And emails between American public affairs officers in Baghdad obtained by NPR suggest the military is seeking solutions. But a few hinted the real question was one of image. For instance, Captain Chris Watt wrote, quote, I suspect it's only a matter of time before someone bags a reporter and gains unwanted public attention. As you all know, in the media, perception is reality. Even if we're right, we need to find a happy medium for all or find the magic words to answer the press when they ask publicly why we're shooting at the media. Captain Watt wrote that note to Lieutenant Colonel Boylan and Major Jennifer Snyder. Major Snyder spoke to NPR from Baghdad. She said the emails do not reflect any lack of concern for the safety of media professionals there. And early this morning, just a few hours after the interview with Major Snyder, and just a few short hours before this story was set to be broadcast, there was much activity in front of Checkpoint 3. Workers set up tall concrete barriers to protect a new drop-off point for journalists and to shield their path better as they walk toward the checkpoint for the Green Zone. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.